If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Steve Dale back with you on WGN, and these guests love old houses. They live for old houses, as a matter of fact. Warren Strovel is Executive Vice President of Operations at Friedman Properties, and Ward Miller is the Richard Driehaus Executive Director of Preservation Chicago. Guys, welcome to WGN.
Pleasure to join you.
So I met you guys both at Pettirino's Restaurant, where I do a podcast that you can hear at WGNradio.com. It is not dropped, as they say, officially in the field yet, but it will soon. And you guys were talking about architecture and saving buildings in Chicago. And you guys save buildings, building after building after building. Ward, I remember asking you how many buildings you have saved, and you could not come up with a number because the number is actually too high for you to come
up with. Thousands between landmark districts and individual landmarks across the city. When you see a landmark district that's got 300 buildings in it, you know, plus, you get a couple of those, and you're easily in your thousand mark, right? And it just continues on.
It is amazing, and you guys work together so well, and we're so much fun. I thought, and this is fascinating stuff, so I thought, okay, let's have you on the radio as well. But you can listen to the podcast. It'll drop, as they say, as I said, in about a month or so at WGNradio.com or wherever you hear your podcast. Always interesting stuff at Booth 46 from Pettirino's Restaurant. All right, so I think I'm going to start with you this time, Ward. What is Preservation Chicago?
So Preservation Chicago is an advocacy organization. It's a nonprofit that encourages the preservation of historic buildings. And we're not looking at every historic building. We're looking at the ones that are most important, that tell a story, that are cornerstones of our community, buildings that are, you know, well-published, well-known throughout the world, as Chicago is America's city of architecture. So we work with 77 communities around the city and just inside the city limits. And oftentimes we work with Warren and Friedman Properties, and we have a good time doing it.
Yeah, I mean, Ward's really out there on the front lines giving these buildings a voice that don't have a voice, you know, and there's so many beautiful endangered buildings in our city. And, you know, you look out the windows even of this studio and you see the mix of architecture. I mean, there's many great things that make Chicago a wonderful place to live, but no doubt architecture plays a critical role in that.
And you are, in fact, an architect yourself, Warren,
licensed in
Illinois.
Yes.
And your role at Friedman Properties is to do what?
I'm Executive Vice President of Operations, as Al Friedman, our CEO, would say. I'm kind of do everything, which is fun. So I get my hands on many parts of the business. But we've been around for 55 years. The majority of our portfolio of almost 60 properties are historic properties, many of which were endangered. And that's how we've gotten to know Ward and work together on many different projects over the years.
All right. So tell me about this. We've mentioned now a couple times the endangered buildings. I have a list of them right here.
Awesome. You know,
and I've heard of endangered species. I don't see the snow leopard on here, for example. But these are buildings, and some of them I'm going to go through right now. Now, you have a history of saving religious venues, including churches, and I see Chicago Loop Synagogue on here. Tell me about that.
Yeah, you know, so we see a lot of these houses of worship closing, unfortunately, or consolidating, and that leaves a lot of buildings available. So we're out there trying to get them landmarked, find other uses for them, something that gives back to the community, right? But with the Loop Synagogue specifically, you're looking at a building from the 1950s in the heart of the Loop, which is having some struggles, if you will. You know, a diminishing Jewish population celebrating at the synagogue, with the exception of the High Holy Days that are coming up. But, you know, I think they're committed now to staying downtown because of the sort of LaSalle Street and the Central Loop being transformed from office to residential or from office to hotels, revisioning these historic buildings. And also in the process, we're getting them, many of them landmarked. But Loop Synagogue, we hope, will be with us for a long time to come and encouraging its preservation, working with of the congregation towards a good outcome.
You know, all over Chicago, there are churches, there are former schools that have become residences that otherwise, if it wasn't for you and what you advocate for, might have been torn down.
Very true. No, this is why we're out there, and we reach out to everybody and talk to everybody we can, from aldermen all the way down to community spark plugs, as we like to call them, people that are, you know, really interested and have time to work with us, and then we try to work this through the city. And ideally, a Chicago landmark designation is a way of preserving buildings in perpetuity, and we like to go towards that direction because there's been a few times where we've had to save buildings several times, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, for instance, Church of the Epiphany at Ashland and Adams was an Episcopal church, and we were trying to save it and landmark it as an Episcopal church, which is what we did, just recognizing its architecture and history. Now it's Epiphany Center for the Arts, which is an amazing venue, and it still gives back to the community. So that's really important, too. These buildings, we want them to be the hardest working buildings in our city. Our landmarks have to be something for everybody. So we really push that. And as a Chicago citizen, I feel that every building out there that's a landmark, I have a little interest in. I have a little piece of, if you will. Well, that's not really the case, but, you know, you feel that way, that they are world landmarks or Chicago landmarks.
Well, you, as I've gotten to know you just a bit, you live this stuff. I mean, it matters to you personally. You care about this stuff. And David Byrne is now performing in a show in Chicago, Theater of the Mind. Great show.
Great show.
It might not have
happened. Get out there and see it.
Yes.
If you haven't seen it.
That's a Goodman Theater production, but it's not at the Goodman Theater.
Correct.
And you guys said, we've got to find a home for this. Here is another example of not only saving architecture, but making it work to make money for everyone if the theater is doing well. That show has been yet extended again.
Yes.
It is doing well.
Yes.
Tell me that story.
Yeah, I mean, Goodman's been a long-term partner of ours. You know, we take a lot of pride in the arts community. Experiential retail in general is becoming a more important aspect of the urban environment. So anytime we're able to collaborate and work on a project like that and bring it to a building like the Reed Murdoch Building, which is really an iconic building right on the Chicago River.
Wasn't that traffic court?
It was traffic court.
The dreaded traffic court.
We hear stories about that all the time.
I don't know how I would know that.
It's a beautiful building.
It's a beautiful building. We recently did a full restoration and interior renovation, just to really, in regards to like this flight to quality that's happening in the overall office market in Chicago, and it's been very well received. So we're super proud of it.
So you've got a building that, becomes available, particularly in River North, because that is greatly the focus of what you do. How do you know what to this building? I mean, in your mind's eye, this is going to be condos. Oh, no. This one's going to be a hotel.
Yeah.
No. They put restaurants there.
Yeah, the visions actually occur very quickly, and you have a lot of great ideas. It's really getting them to pencil out. That's always really the challenge, is finding out how can you make them economically viable. I think that's always a challenge, and why some of them sit and deteriorate around the city and become endangered, because people struggle with that. You know, Friedman Properties, we've been doing that for over 55 years. You know, Al Friedman, our CEO, you know, he's been a big visionary of Chicago and River North, and he believed in our city at times when others did not. And, you know, we've accumulated a large portfolio of both landmark but historic buildings, and we've been able to modernize those in a way where it's really created an amazing live, work, play community here in Chicago.
But you have found a way to work with public officials, to work with the public, but also to work with others who would come in as developers. I mean,
absolutely.
To balance all that, I suspect, for both of you guys can comment on this, cannot be an easy thing to do.
It is not easy, you know, from navigating the political landscape to raising capital, building, you know, a performance, a model that will give longevity, you know, to these properties. It's very challenging. If it wasn't challenging, you'd probably see a lot more people doing it. We consider ourselves stewards of these buildings, right? We look at it as preserving for future generations of Chicago, you know, to enjoy. So,
what is the building, don't answer yet, for both of you, that you are most proud of saving? We'll hear that answer when we come back. That's a good tease, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know how they'd even come up with one.
I've got about 500.
I figured that.
Where do I start?
I know. We'll be right back with... You guys ought to go on the road, I still say that. Ward Miller, Warren Strobel, they save buildings and they save people in them, really, then. It occurs to me you're saving jobs as well, so they're doing and creating jobs.
It's an economic Absolutely. Engine.
Yeah, and we'll be back with the drivers of that engine on WGN. You know, I mentioned the Booth 46 podcast we do at Pettirino's. Next week, Nick Offerman, we interviewed him at Booth 46, but we're going to play a part of that conversation next week on this radio show. You want a greener lawn and a better looking landscape? You can join House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini live from Lurvy Home and Garden in Des Plaines. That's Saturday, July 18th from 6 to 10 a.m. Landscape expert Bob Bertog. We hear him on the radio, and he'll share proven tips for healthier lawns, beautiful landscapes, and outdoor living spaces. Plus, enjoy special savings and giveaways from Ishnala Supper Club, Toro, and Lurvy. Keeping it green, presented by Bertog Landscape Company and supported by Toro, Simple Flooring, and Teco Block. Learn more at WGNradio.com/events.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Guess I could use Toro.
That's okay. You're back. What were you going to say there? Is this something we can say on the radio?
No, not at all.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I think Ward had a hot mic there.
It's one of those hot mic moments.
That's right.
He was saying, this building needs to be torn down.
No. Just the opposite.
Yep.
Revisioned.
Ward Miller, Executive Director of Preservation Chicago, Warren Strobel, who is the Executive Vice President of Operations at Friedman Properties. Okay, you've saved a lot of buildings. You both said, what? Too many to count. Are you crazy? So, which one for both of you? Warren, you can go first. Which one are you most proud of?
Yeah, so I'm not originally from Chicago. I kind of came here 15 years ago. I fell in love with the city, and I remember on that first visit to the city, seeing Tree Studios and Medina Temple, the block right there, home of the Bally's Temporary Casino. I knew nothing about Friedman Properties. I didn't have an interest in moving to Chicago, but I just remember how captivated I was with the architecture and the history of that block. And
what is it about the architecture that is captivating?
One, the Moorish architecture of Medina Temple, and that building was originally, you know, developed by the Shriners as an auditorium. It's just so uniquely different, you know, and so special in that neighborhood. And to see a relic like that preserved in the heart of our urban environment, I just remembered always sticking with me. And
wasn't the circus in there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Point?
I used to go there as a kid from Ogden School, just half a mile away. Yeah. We'd all march down there.
Yeah. So to now be in a position to be with Friedman Properties and be, again, stewards of such a beautiful property, it's quite an opportunity.
And you guys saved that property.
Yeah.
It is now, you said the word temporary,
yes,
home of Bally's Casino. So are they going to move out?
Yes, they are. They, you know, as you see coming and going on the flyover out to the Kennedy there, the Bally's Casino is well under construction, and they're expecting to relocate in 2027. We are out there in the market talking to a whole variety of users. It's obviously an amazing flagship opportunity. So
yeah, it sure is.
Yeah. So
what do you envision going in there?
You know, I'm very open-minded. There's been a number of really interesting concepts that have been presented to date. So kind of sitting there patiently, kind of waiting to see. But we want it obviously to be something special and something that continues to make make Chicago a better place and make the neighborhood a better place.
And when they move out, if they leave a slot machine, then do you get to use it?
I will invite you over for gaming night.
I think you should just bring it here to the studio.
That's right.
Even better. Yeah. Ward, of all the buildings you have saved with Preservation Chicago.
That's a really hard one. You know, I have to say that it's most rewarding when you can repurpose these houses of worship. We were founded on the steps of St. Boniface at Noble and Chestnut, which is now a slew of condominiums with some affordable behind it, built new behind it. St. Adalbert Church in Pilsen still stands as an amazing landmark, and that was a tough one. But also, you know, the New York Life Building, which is now the Hotel Gray on LaSalle Street. The Thompson Center, believe it or not, was the most endangered for 5 years, as well as two buildings on State Street, the Century and Consumers Buildings. Two buildings that the GSA has owned for numerous years and have unfortunately let remain vacant. And we're hoping to see those buildings repurposed. So I got a slew of top 10, top 12. How does that sound?
It sounds good. Is there a neighborhood that you haven't in some way been involved in Chicago?
You know,
I'm thinking
that's a hard one to answer.
Yeah,
so I think we've touched them all. You know, we've outreached to all.
And my point there is, it's not only about downtown.
Right. Oh no, absolutely. It's about the whole city. When I was a kid growing up, the real estate pressures were downtown to save historic buildings and along this thin strip of Lakeshore Drive. And, you know, maybe Astor Street, right? But now, and the neighborhoods never really saw a lot of development, not anything like we're seeing now. And now it seems like the downtown buildings are being recognized. We just had the Chicago Daily News building landmark, and I found that mural, that 180-foot long.
Explain what that is.
Yeah, so, you know, there was this this great Art Deco, Art Modern building on the river connects the river with Ogilvie Station, formerly Northwestern Station, and it had this beautiful 1930 mural on the ceiling by John Warner Norton. And it was 180 feet long, and it was, you know, gathering, printing, and distributing the news. And it had airplanes and typewriters and people and reporters and all sorts of things on the ceiling, and it was removed by the former owner 33 years ago and disappeared.
Where did it go?
Well, it's been in five different places. It was
Where did you find it? Was it a Geraldo Rivera thing?
Yes, I was Geraldo for a minute, for a nanosecond. No, but you know, we knew the building was transferring ownership, and we knew this mural was in storage somewhere, and all these sort of art places and storage places, sort of trade spots, if you will. And one of them was folding, and the building was also transferring ownership. And we wanted to make sure that mural transferred with the ownership. We didn't want an issue like, you know, the Calder and the Sears Tower and Blackstone and Sears Roebuck fighting over, you know, a piece of public art that, by the way, should be back on display. That was another one of our Chicago 7 most endangered a number of years ago and still remains so. So we found this mural, which has been moved five times. It's at Mana Contemporary, Chicago. It's in 19 big panels. It was taken off the ceiling in a kind of a not-so conservation-friendly way, shall we say. It's about a $3.5 million project to put it up. Now, we've got the whole building landmarked, or on the thresholds of being landmarked, including, you know, the riverfront space, all elevations, all these interior spaces. And if we can get the mural back in, we can add it as an addendum to the landmark designation. We need to do this. It's about a $3.5 million project.
Where do you get that from?
Well, you know, talking about this, you know, in the media is the way to raise money. And, you know, we're not trying to raise the money. We're trying to encourage the mural's restoration. But if anybody's interested, just reach out to Ward Miller at Preservation Chicago or www.preservationchicago.org, and we'll have answers for you.
Well, in fact, the gentleman to your right, you mentioned the Chicago River. And, Warren, when you first as recently as when you first began, how many years ago with Freedman?
13
Property?
Years okay. ago.
The river looked different.
Completely different. And I was just thinking about that on Friday night, actually, when I was down on the river walk, just how much it's evolved and changed.
And a great part of that is you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah. So talk about, did you have a vision and others? It wasn't only you, I'm sure. But did you guys have a vision, whoever you guys are, in mind?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's obviously a lot of people involved in the revitalization of the Chicago River, along with a lot of, I think, federal funding to help reconstruct and build the South River Walk. You know, at the Reed Murdoch building, we always knew there was an opportunity. We saw the future, what the Chicago River was going to become. We released recently before the Landmark Commission to open up some of the ground floor of the Reed Murdoch building with new doorways and extend and replace the upper walkway. You know, one, that allows us, to preserve that building, but two, to make it more functional and more economically viable. We have a great new restaurant that'll be opening there, the Carlisle Club, in early September. So,
A fancy club? Does one have to be?
It's a restaurant, a higher-end bistro from the owners of Deleuze in Bucktown. We're sure. super excited. Just another way that we continually are curating just, you know, the River North neighborhood.
Now, I know you both can do like 3 hours, but I only have 2 minutes for both of you to answer this question. But Chicago has this great history of attracting architects from all over the world. But on the other hand, tearing, you know, so there's a building on a block and someone comes in and buys that building and just tears it down.
Ouch.
Yeah, talk about that.
Yeah, well, you know, we're none of us are out to save every building, every old building in Chicago. We're looking for the ones that have an interesting story, architectural history, you know, so many qualities that could maybe be landmarks. So but we are seeing a lot of buildings that are coming down that should have been landmarked or should have been considered. And really the city needs to put more dollars towards more landmark researchers at City Hall. They do a fabulous job. They are the best team out there, no doubt, but we need more of them. There's only a handful of them that do all these landmark reports, and we often try to help wherever we can.
And
yeah, I mean, Chicago's skyline is an incredible canvas, right? So a lot of architects from around the world, you want to leave their mark. And, you know, it's important that we preserve the buildings that made Chicago, Chicago, while you still see these modern masterpieces rising from the city.
Can a mix work?
Absolutely. I mean, you see it here. I think you travel the world, travel the U.S. The Chicago skyline is really, in my mind, second to none.
Iconic.
Yeah. Do we see more of a mix in Chicago maybe than some other cities?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so oftentimes in other cities, you're overwhelmed by the new architecture that isn't always so great. But I think in Chicago, you know, there's a certain standard. And if you're an architect in Chicago or from out of town, I think coming to Chicago, you expect to do your best building.
That's right. It's a great balance.
Going to preservationchicago.org, what will people find?
Oh, they'll find a newsletter. They can sign up for a free newsletter. Everything
free.
We do is pro bono.
Free.
The newsletter is like 200 pages a month, and you'll see
what?
Warren and Freedman Properties in there, at least some of their projects.
Absolutely.
I think you need to do a more condensed newsletter.
No. You know, the more the merrier, right?
You guys are amazing, and thank you both for what you do for Chicago. Ward Miller of Preservation Chicago, preservationchicago.org. Warren Strovel of Freedman Properties, for what you do as well, saving a part of Chicago.
Yeah, come down and join us in River North, and thanks for having us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, guys. As we now slide into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at 3 o'clock.
That was great. That was fun.